In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this story means nothing to you if you do not weep. It is of no effect. It has no power whatsoever if you don't weep. And if you weep, but you do not stand still, then you do not receive healing. In this story, the Lord made the sadness of a woman be turned into joy because He raised her son from the dead. The woman was weeping, and He told her not to weep. What was she weeping about? Well, one can say because her son was dead. But what is death? There are two kinds of death. There's the death of the body and the death of the soul. One we should weep for much more than the other. The death of the body is obvious and understandable. The body ceases to breathe, to be alive, and we must bury it. The death of the soul is not so obvious and not so understandable. And it doesn't happen all at once. It happens by degrees, bit by bit. In fact, things that happen in the world such as sorrow, sadness, suffering. It's not like death, the death of the soul. If a person feels sorrow and has no way to never feel sorrow, it is as if their soul is dead. Because we weren't created for sorrow. We were created for joy. So the death of the soul is something that occurs bit by bit. Do you feel it? Do you feel in your soul sometimes when it feels the cold fingers of death around it? I hope you do. Because if you don't feel this, if you don't feel your own infirmity, if you don't feel your weaknesses, if you don't long to be better, then this story means nothing. So the Lord raised somebody from the dead. No, so did St. Elijah. So did St. Elisha. It means nothing to us if we don't understand what the Lord is telling us by inspiring the evangelist to put this in his narrative. He came to the woman who was weeping and he said, "Stop weeping." And then he touched the bier and he told them to stop. The woman didn't stop weeping. When is it that someone who is very sorrowful and weeping that you can just say, "Stop crying now"? I must admit, I've tried that with my children. It never worked. Because when someone is sad, they will continue to cry. Here's what the woman probably did. She tried to control herself somewhat, was still crying, but was not so open and loud and listening and waiting for the Lord. But still, bereft of joy. And the bier stood still because He told them to stand still. What if they had kept walking? Then the woman would have continued to weep and the man would have continued to be dead. So we must not only weep for the right things, but we must stop and be still so that the Lord can heal us. You know, this story is not just a historical event. I think it's basically a paradigm of our entire life. Isn't our life like this in many ways? Aren't there many things in which we're like the man on the bier? I feel it every day. This is the reason I became a priest. Because of feeling my own infirmities and then seeing the infirmities of others. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not what we were made for. We were made for joy. We were made for purity. We were made for perfection and wholeness and life, not death. And death is all around us. I'm not speaking of the death of the body. I'm speaking of the death of the soul. Don't you feel it? You should feel it when your mind goes to something that you shouldn't be thinking of, that your heart is darkened, that you feel some thought which constricts your heart. That's death. What would happen if you squeezed the heart? It would stop beating and it would die. And that is what happens to us when our thoughts constrain us because they are wrong. Either they're lustful or they're, most often it's not lust. It is hard-heartedness. It is anger. It is remembering wrongs. It is jealousy. It is all those things in our heart that are so ugly and so dark and so deadly. Do you feel them? Here's what the Lord says to you. Stop weeping. But you won't stop weeping right away. No. You'll stop weeping when you stand still and you allow the Lord to heal you. Now this happened in a moment. The Lord said, stop weeping, touched the bier, said, stand still. They did. And he immediately said, I say to thee, young man, arise. And he did. And he got up and started talking. So many of the gospel stories, there's two frames of reference as far as time. One is what happened in the story. In a few moments, in half a minute, this woman's sorrow was turned into joy. And the other frame of reference is our entire life, because this bier and the weeping describes our life too. And it's a lifetime of weeping and standing still that we must do in order to truly be healed. It would be nice if we could just listen to the Lord and be completely healed of all of our ailments and have no sadness within us, no darkness within us, no death within us. But experience tells us that's not the way things go. Not because the Lord is not powerful enough, because we cannot give ourselves wholly to Him. Because we have other priorities and other feelings and other attitudes which are like a cancer upon us and cause our death. Not the death of the body, the death of the soul by degrees. Little by little. You know, in our society now we have a epidemic of depression and all kinds of mental illnesses. I'm not a psychiatrist. I won't tell you that there is no mental illness that doesn't have a physical basis and cannot be helped by medications. But an enormous amount of depression, I tell you, as a pastor, an enormous amount of depression is because of our sin and because of the darkness in our hearts. And that depression cannot be cured unless we listen to the Lord when He says, stop weeping, and we stand still, and we expect and receive healing. It comes from the things we want that are not the things we should want. The things we do that are contrary to the gospel and not good. And all these things the Lord is constantly telling us, stop weeping. Stand still. Listen. I'm always reminded of the story of St. Elijah in the cave. He didn't hear God until he was quiet, because the voice of God was a still small voice. It wasn't in all the cataclysms that were around him. It was only in the still small voice. We cannot hear God unless we stand still. And unless we also are weeping. Because, you know, I've known a lot of people in my life now. A lot of people that are Orthodox. And a lot of people don't weep. It's an unfortunate fact. Oh, they might be sorry about life circumstances or other such things. But internally, don't recognize in themselves that they are shattered and broken and there's darkness and death. And only God can save them from this. I've made it my life's mission, poorly performed, but believed with all my heart. My life mission is to convince people of their brokenness so that they would turn to God. Because when I was broken, God helped me. And yet still, day by day, I'm still on the bier too, just like you are. And I'm still making bad choices and feeling wrong things and feeling death in my soul. Don't be afraid to feel death in your soul. It's there. ignoring it doesn't make it go away. Your weaknesses are there. Your sins are there. The darkness is there. God came to dispel all the darkness. What a sad thing if we call ourselves Christian and yet remain dark in our hearts. Isn't death like darkness? We certainly associate it with darkness, don't we? There's darkness and death in our hearts. But the Lord wants to expunge all of that. It happens with labor. It happens with desire. It happens with listening. Not all at once. Not like the boy's body was raised. No. The raising of the soul appears slowly, by degrees, imperceptibly. And yet, it raises. We are supposed to be living in the resurrection right now. The Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. We are to live the resurrection now in the way we live. Not later. The only way to be able to live in this resurrection is to recognize where you don't live in it. How can you fix what you don't know is broken? Look inside your hearts, brothers and sisters. There's a lot of death in there. There's a lot of darkness. People might say we're good guys, but we're not. We know that. And yet God loves us. And God desires us to be good and will help us to be good. Isn't that something worth struggling for? All you need to do is sit still. Very difficult to do. But that's all you need to do. Allow God to heal you. Now, of course, when the Lord says sit still, and when I speak of it as something that we must do, sitting still is not inactivity. Sitting still is action. Sitting still is desire. Sitting still is great work. But it's work to listen to God, to follow His commandments, and to recognize in yourself where you need Him. And He will help you. What a wonderful God we have that will raise us from the dead. Not later. Now, because there's something in us that's dead right now, and it needs to be raised. So listen to your Lord. He tells you to stop weeping. He tells you to stand still. Listen to Him. Stand still. And allow Him to heal you.